Hello and welcome to Condensed History Gems with me, Greg Chapman, and we've got another Fast Five for you today. That's right, every Friday, bringing you 5 minutes of history or just general chit-chat, I find sometimes. And this week, I'm going to be honest, is going to be more one of the latter, because this is actually my very, very last podcast recording. This is the last thing I'm going to record before I get married. And marriage is one of those rites of passage in life. It's one of those major events. And I've actually been thinking about this just recently, a little bit about history in the context of preparing for this Fast Five, because when it comes to history, there are loads and loads of events that happen that are seen as really defining moments, that are seen as turning points, that are seen as this is the moment when it happened. These can be wars, these can be changes of monarchs, these can be major changes of religions, these can be huge cultural changes, suddenly an invention suddenly changes things. And the thing about them is, much like I think marriage and a lot of these rites of passage moments in life, a lot of these things that are seen as clear defining moments, the fact of the matter is that moment we call on as the clear defining moment, well, it's just not. It's the symbol of that moment. Take something like the end of a war. Take the end of the First World War, for example. We all recognise that on November 11th, 2018, the First World War ended. Except, of course, that it didn't. There was an armistice signed, and then they had to go through various peace treaties. All these peace treaties had to be gone through. That had to be set up to get to the official end of the war. Lots of discussions about reparations, everything else that was going on. And eventually it boils down. And then, of course, things go on under the surface, away from the political side of things. There's all the feelings, the tensions, everything else that goes along beside that. I mean, I'm not comparing marriage to a war. Let me be clear up front. You know, nor the end of the war and a peace treaty. You get my point. My point is that when we have these defining moments, and it's the same as I say, next week I'm going to be getting married, and this is going to be this defining moment. We spent a lot of time planning it. We've currently got our fingers crossed, hoping that the weather's going to be good because it's an outdoor wedding. We've invited all of our guests. They've all replied. They're all making their arrangements to get down to the island. Or like Jem, they're making their arrangements to be anywhere else on the day of the wedding, which is unfair. I'm going to make a couple of comments like that, but unfortunately, Jem can't be joining us for the wedding, but he has fantastic reasons not to be there, reasons that I completely support. And good luck to Jem for what's happening on that day. He's actually got, I think it's fair to say, a member of his family is doing rather well. It got to a high level of a competition, and they're going to be going along for the finals of that competition on our wedding day. Jem had to choose between me and his family, and I believe he chose quite correctly that he should go with his family, so good luck there. And again, that's another example. He's going up to see this competition, but that competition will be seen as this defining moment, and yet, of course, any competition is not a defining moment. There's this game being played in Russia at the moment where a bunch of men are kicking around a pig's bladder for 90 minutes or something. I'm a bit confused by the whole football thing, I'll be honest with you. But it's the same thing. It's seen as like, oh, look, this is the World Cup. This is the moment. Who's going to win? And if they win, then they get to start playing again. And so many moments of history we look at as defining moments, as pinpoints, as this is when it happened. This is when it happened. But like a wedding, you know, this wedding has been 18 months in the planning. Obviously, Flick and I have been together longer than that. We made our decisions to get married before that. We've been, you know, building up this marriage. And just because of the day we say, oh, now we're going to change our names, that doesn't mean straight away anything in the immediate changes completely. It's a continuation. It's a representation. It's a moment in time we can look at and say, right, that is a moment, that is a day when we are celebrating our marriage. That is a day we are celebrating everything else. And that is a day to pin it on. But like most things in history that we see as these big, major, in-the-moment events, it's actually something that has developed and flowed and carries on throughout time. So, yes, I'm in a slightly philosophical mood today. Yes, I'm going to be married by the time that I actually speak to you again, although you have another couple of weeks of actually listening to Pre-Married Greg on pre-recorded podcasts while we're off having fun. Thank you very, very much to every one of you who's listening. Thank you so much for all of your support over the last few years of Condensed History Gems. As I say, this is a time when I am looking back, looking at different projects, looking at what I do, seeing what's carrying on for the future, and of course, Condensed History Gems. We'll keep this going because me and Jem enjoy doing it. You seem to enjoy listening to it, and we are so very, very grateful that so many of you do take the time to listen, to leave reviews and everything else, and let us just carry on talking history every week. But for now, goodbye, and take care.